Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Today, I'm excited to share with you the wonderful work of Dr. Mark Pitstick, who is director and one of the co-founders of the Soul Phone Foundation. Dr. Mark has over 45 years' experience and training in hospitals, pastoral counseling, mental health centers, and private practice. He is the author of several books, including Soul Proof, Compelling Evidence That No One Really Dies. You can find out more at his website, soulproof.com. Dr. Mark Pitstick, welcome. So glad you're here.
Thank you, Sandra. It's a pleasure.
Well, Mark, I know it's been a couple of years since I first interviewed you on my first show, We Don't Die Radio, and I know a lot has happened with the Soul Phone. But before we get into that, I'm wondering if you could go through again a little bit about your history and about Soul Proof.
Sure. How I got involved in all this, I think I was born to do it. I think it was my mission. Some evidence for that. When I was 6 years old, my parents were showing me a beautiful sunset, and I told them it reminded me of God. And they only told me that 20 years later when I was in theology school. And over the years, I've had four different mediums or people could see energy tell me that I'm not the usual kind of soul that comes to a place like Earth and have these great teaching missions. Well, I can believe it because throughout my life, I felt like a stranger in a strange land. I actually had to learn how to fit in and be a good human. I would be watching football when I was 12 years old, for example, with my grandpa and uncles and dad and so on, and be thinking, gosh, you know, if we just took a percentage of the money and time and energy to put on this game, to feed the poor, think how we would, what advancements we would make. So wow. Not your usual little guy. Started working in hospitals when I was 19 as a respiratory therapist, as I worked my way through pre-med, theology, clinical psych, et cetera, and was around lots of death and dying and quickly was trained to do resuscitative procedures, lung intubation, arterial blood gas punctures, et cetera. So by age 20, was almost every weekend around one or more people as they died, including little children. And it drove me to my knees. My Lutheran upbringing, you know, taught me that God was all-knowing, all-loving, all-caring. And so it took me a long time to figure out how that can be true, and yet all the suffering that we see going on about us. Fast forward 30-some years, you know, marriage and kids and holistic practice, et cetera, life happening. And my book, Soul Proof, the documentary film, met Dr. Schwartz. And Dr. Schwartz and I obviously were kindred spirits. very clear that we had a similar mission. And he asked me to start working with him in 2016 to be the spokesperson for the Soul Phone Project, because he's so immersed in the research and development.
You bring up Dr. Gary Schwartz. I have seen him just a couple of times speak. Do you want to just talk a little bit about who he is and how you guys got connected?
Sure. He's first of all, he had two near-death experiences when he was a little child, one at age one and one at age eight, and he never forgot them. You know, he had the typical, the white light, the deep peace. It was the most love that he had ever felt in his life. It was curious for him because he was brought up in a atheistic Jewish family, and it was all science. His dad went to Columbia, a chemist, so it was all ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And that's pretty much what he believed as he marched through the top schools, Cornell, master's and PhD at Harvard, professor at Harvard, tenured professor at Yale. Excuse me, a lot of people don't know, but Dr. Schwartz has been instrumental in huge projects over the years. He was one of a handful of people who founded behavioral medicine in the 70s.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, that alone is huge. Yeah, I know. It seems like every couple months I find out something new about him. Oh, yes, I was involved in the pioneering of this field. Like, anyway, he's the most amazing genius, but also caring, curious. He's just an incredible person. We have become soul brothers. In fact, he made me promise that we will continue to work together after we pass on. So I guess we have to.
No choice. You have no choice. Of course you will.
Yeah, he's 75 years old. And he went to the University of Arizona in 1998 so that he could start doing more, even more cutting edge mm-hmm. research. And in this case, looking at the survival of consciousness. Yale and Harvard are wonderful institutions, but more on the conservative side, and University of Arizona being more liberal. And he started that research with mediums, about 20 he knew from experience. In fact, he even took courses to find out how some mediums cheat or, you know, just are very mediocre. But he was convinced that at least some mediums had verifiable abilities. And as described in his book, The Afterlife Experiments, did double, even triple blind studies, totally controlled research with people like John Edward and George Anderson and others, and found that indeed some of them had very verifiable abilities. Hit rates around 86, 90% versus 26% by the control group. So that piqued his curiosity, and he, during that time, launched the dream of creating technology to allow spirit communication. And he is aware of EVP and ITC and various approaches that may or may not work, may or may not be intelligible. He wanted to create technology as reliable as a cell phone that was worked 99% of the time, very clear whether it was audio or video, et cetera, and set out about that. 10 of the top mediums started working with him, and they would independently come up with information. They would just pat, and they're saying, you know, Albert Einstein keeps coming to me and saying, I'm supposed to contact you, Dr. Schwartz, and pass on this bit of information. And it's such a wonderful story, because sometimes these are highly technical terms, electrical engineering terms, for example, and the medium will say, I don't even know if this is a word, but I'm supposed to pass it on you. And Gary will say, it's exactly what I need to hear right now. I was stuck, and that's my sign. And especially when this kind of information came through independently by multiple mediums identically, it was a big help. So I say Dr. Schwartz gets his information from four sources. First of all, his amazing genius mind. Secondly, from these evidential mediums. Third, from his earthly team electrical engineers, software specialists, optical physicists, and others. Being a senior professor at University of Arizona, he is able to use grad students. I met some of them, especially from India and China. They are just such geniuses. And then fourth, what we call the A-team, a group of, quote, deceased luminaries, what we call post-material luminaries, who have been helping him. And I named some of them: Albert Einstein, David Bohm, Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, and others.
This is so great and wild and fantastic. And I know there's been a lot of people in the past couple of years who've asked me, what's the latest on the soul phone? What's the latest on the soul phone? And before we get into the latest on the soul phone, I think maybe we had talked about this the last time we spoke, but I'm just reminded of those two brothers that had a dream of creating a flying machine, Wilbur and Orville, and how back in the day, people thought they were crazy. It's never going to work. You know, all of those things. And these were some, obviously, the founding fathers of the aircraft. Every time I take off, Mark, I'm thinking, thank you, Wilbur and Orville, for having a dream. Now we just take it for granted. So wherever we're at on planet Earth with the team and the soul phone, you know, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's not too far away that we will be able to connect with our loved ones in just the convenience of our handheld device. But, you know, don't listen to the little voice that says things are impossible, because look at the things we take for granted now. And even you mentioned Edison, the light bulb. Many people laughed at him and he failed 1,000 times. And now look what we have. So with that, just for all of us to be excited, you know, really be excited at what's probably happening and what's possible in the future. So that being said, what's the latest, or what's happening, or what is the soul phone? We can even start with that.
Your Wright brothers' metaphor is an apt one. We've searched into some of the writings by Orville and Wilbur, and they wrote after their, I think it was 1908, their first flight only lasted 12 seconds and crashed. But one of them wrote, "For those five of us who were there on that day, we knew that human flight was possible."
Right.
And likewise with the soul phone, we now know, and I'll get into details in a moment, that first of all, this work has shown scientifically that life continues after bodily death. And secondly, that these people who have dropped their body can communicate. Now, is it a commercializable device you can go to your store and buy? Not yet. Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone in 1876. Well, in 1960, I was 7 years old. We had a party line. It was a 4-number dial. Yeah, I remember getting on the phone trying to call somebody. You know, you'd like, you know, clear your throat so whoever's on the line would hang up. And it wasn't until the late 1990s that the first mobile phone existed. It was huge. You know?
Mark, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll find out more from you about the soul phone. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/shades.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we're here with Dr. Mark Pitstick, co-founder of the Soul Phone Foundation. Mark, what can you tell us about the Soul Phone?
First of all, the Soul Phone is an umbrella term for four anticipated devices. And the first is working very well, and that's called the Soul Switch. That's a binary indicator, meaning it allows yes, no answers from those in spirit. And the Soul Switch is not perceived as being a commercializable device. You know, it kind of be like a Ouija board, only very accurate, but we don't really anticipate going down that road. With the Soul Switch, again, we have been able to show that with multiple studies, thousands of trials, highly statistical significance, data analysis, et cetera, been able to show scientifically that the presence of spirit, that they are present. And further, their communication. For example, one way is using what we call the personal identification test. And I say we because I've actually been involved in a lot of this research over the last 3 years. And the personal identification test being a series of questions. So, for example, if I were in spirit, the question would be to me, is your first name Mark? Yes. Is your last name Champlain? The answer should be no. You know, did we have a dog named Snoopy when I was a kid? Yes. And so on. A series of questions that could be verified, which give a high degree of certainty that who we are dealing with. Secondly, what's called the cognitive understanding test, and this is done for the most part with a series of slides. And keep in mind, this has all been done in different centers, replicated, all computer automated, because Dr. Schwartz, being such a serious scientist, wanted to address any conceivable criticism. For example, the observer bias, that is the effect of the experimenter's consciousness on the outcome. So some of the experiments have been run in the middle of the night, the time selected by a random time generator. The computer starts the experiment in the middle of the night when everybody is asleep. So no one's consciousness would know when it started or what's going on. And yet the results are the same as when we're physically present in the room. So this cognitive understanding test then shows a series of slides. For example, using photos of the, well, let's say a mother wants to interact with her child who's passed. Slides would be loaded up, and the question would be, was this us together when you were a little boy? And if it was, the answer should be yes. But if the photo was of strangers, the answer should be no. Then another one, is this a picture of our dog we had, you know, when we lived in a certain city? Yes or no. Is this a birthday party that occurred before you changed worlds? Yes or no. So again, a way to be sure who you're dealing with, to be sure that they are alive and well, and really most touching, to know that they are still present. They still want to be part of the family. They're aware of what's going on. They're still in contact.
Mark, how do they flip the switch? I'm sure they have to manipulate energy, and I can't imagine it's an actual switch, like a light switch, but can I assume they use their energy to somehow get the information, the yes or the no, in the computer?
Yeah, there are actually two different switches right now, and we're kind of like, yeah, well, kind of like you. There are two race cars that are leading the race, and so we're betting on both of them to see which one turns out to be the very best. But in both cases, yes, the post-material persons, the people who have passed on, are able to signal their presence. So, you know, whether you could say it's their energy or they're touching with their hands depends on where, you know, whether you're looking at the quantum physics, are things particles formed or waves, pure energy. But the experiments so far indicate that they can be just as physical as we. They have physicality as measured by the diminished time of photons passing from one area to another when they put their hand through it, the motion detected when they put their hand in an enclosed area, and air motion is detected. So that's why we say post-material persons. They're not just airy, gauzy balls of energy. They can be, but they also can be quite physical, and from what we've gathered, enjoy doing that sometimes.
I would think so, definitely. And even some of the great mediums that we both know and love that work on behalf of those in the spirit world, they're still people. They are still people. They have their personalities, and to love and
respect. And some of the information is that they very easily can bilocate, and we need a different word because in one conversation with Edison, Einstein, and Tesla, we were like auctioneers. Can you indeed enjoy simultaneous realities? And they said, oh, yes. They said, so more than one place at a time? Yeah. 10? Yeah. 20? Yeah. And at that point, Gary said, now, wait a minute. Are you saying to me that you can be in 20 different places at the same time having different interactions? Yes. And then it turned out they said even 50 and maybe 100 sometimes. So how cool would that be? And by the way, one of the, I guess, take-home messages of that is when people try to interact with their loved ones who have passed on, it's not like we're interfering with their other business. You know, they can do more than one thing at a time.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the soul switch, which must be really amazing to just even be part of getting those answers, even having a conversation with Edison, Einstein, and Tesla. Like, no big deal. Wow. What's the next of the four categories?
Yeah, first of all, we say right now the soul switch is a stage two prototype. It works about 90% of the time, 80 to 90. And we say that the other 10 or 20% is not that they're messing up. It's just the limits of the technology. And the next goal is to create the stage three prototype. However, that will require a full-time software programmer, full-time electrical engineer, a clean room, probably a $2 million budget to finalize that. And we have a couple people who are interested we've been talking to. But if any people have an investment capabilities and interest, contact us. Dr. Schwartz thinks that after the funding is in place and the equipment and so on, that will take about a year then to have the stage three, and that will be a practically working device. That will then allow us to move into the second device, which is called the Soul Keyboard. So if you look at a keyboard in front of you, it's about 43 switches. And for example, if you push the L key, that's a yes for the L, the no for everything else. And the first soul switch then can be incorporated into a soul keyboard. Dr. Schwartz anticipates it'll be about 4 foot wide, 3 foot deep. But that will allow then texting and typing with those in another dimension.
Pretty great.
Yeah. By the way, we had a session through one of the top mediums being able to ask questions of people like Tesla and Einstein. And I asked, when we have a device that's, and the Soul keyboard would function for this, that allows sufficient quantity and quality of information to pass through, would you all be willing to give webinars addressing our toughest challenges and biggest problems? And the medium started laughing and she said, they're pushing each other out of the way to get first in line. So indications are there's a huge amount of interest on, quote, the other side for helping us here on our planet. So keep hope alive, people. The third device then, after we have that Soul keyboard, and by the way, that will allow so much more information from the A-team and really expedite creation of the other devices. The third then being called Soul Voice, and then Soul Video, like teleconferencing, whether it's Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, being able to see and hear.
Very exciting. I'm just envisioning that world and probably the not too distant future that that's possible.
It is. And just the knowledge that's on the way has helped many people. I've actually had 3 emails from people who were suicidal, and they said, you know, I had just about had being living on Earth, because you know how it's difficult for people who are partially awakened with all the craziness that goes on our planet. And they said, I was really considering moving on. And then I heard about the Soul phone and I thought, you know, I want to stick around and see how this ends up. And then, of course, numerous bereaved parents who are journeying toward being shining light parents are so very excited that in addition to visitations with mediums and so on, they will at some point be able to visit in a much more developed way.
Well, I think it's really great. And just how you brought up the cell phone or the mobile phone, back in the day, it was this big, heavy, clunky thing. And now we just hold this device in our hand that we can get almost all the information in the universe in less than a second. And it takes,
yes,
it takes money. I think a lot of us working in the afterlife field just do this out of our own funds. And I know there's been donations and things to the Soul Phone Foundation, but it takes that, and it takes equipment, and it takes these computers. And I can't even imagine the device with photons and all those kind of things. But it also takes these minds that can get on board to help with it. I think probably when the cell phone first came out and more minds got involved, we saw the growth exponentially to what we have today in our hands. Can't even imagine what the future holds in that kind of technology.
After the break, we'll talk more with Dr. Mark Pitstick. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we're with Dr. Mark Pitstick, co-founder and director of The Soul Phone. Mark, I know for myself, being involved in learning about the afterlife and sharing it, the difference it can make in one life is just tremendous. With grief, we often can hit rock bottom, and just to hear some words that can help us believe in the afterlife can actually give people life again.
Yes, and especially, you know, the proving that there's an afterlife has been near and dear to my heart for many years since, you know, I was working with these dying people as a youth. But now, for the first time, we can say we now have definitive scientific demonstration that life continues after bodily death, which we could never state legitimately before, but now we can based on the data.
Where would you recommend people go, Mark, online? Would it be soulphone.org to find out more? Because obviously in an hour interview, you're not going to give all the details and be able to do that. But for people that want to explore more, I know you also have Greater Reality Living and Soul Proof.
Yeah, soulphone.org is a great way to start to learn more about it, to see the updates and so on. But Dr. Schwartz and I realized 3 years ago that it would be advantageous to have first a book, but also groups to help people adjust to this paradigm shift. I mean, it's huge. To really know for sure. In other words, it's one thing where religions talk about it. It's another thing where, like, well, you know, evidence indicates, but now to say scientific demonstration of it. And so we wrote the book, Greater Reality Living, in which we lay out all the evidence, clinical, scientific, and based on firsthand experience. And then what we call the LIVES formula. And just briefly, LIVES is an acronym for L, learn the evidence that clearly shows we're forever being. I, internalize this great news. So people don't just have a dry intellectual knowing that fades when time gets tough, but a deep internalized knowing that serves them. You know, it's like building your house on granite instead of shifting sand. That serves them when they're dying, when a loved one passes, etc. The V stands for vitalize yourself holistically so that people have the energy, the balance, the vitality they need to brighten the corner where they are, to demonstrate this. Okay, well, you know, Oprah says when we know better, we do better. All right, well, when we know that we're eternal beings and that we're all interconnected, how does that shape the way we interact with each other, treat one another, and so on? Mobilize, do what we can to make the world a better place. The E stands for enjoy the many benefits, like knowing there's nothing to fear. Yeah, we drop the body, but that turns out to be much less than 1% of who and what we are. And same way, we couldn't lose loved ones if we tried. You know, we are so inextricably interconnected, people and pets. And then finally, the S stands for serve others and make the world a better place. So we wanted to share this formula, and then each chapter has lots of information, strategies, resources, so people can use it. We've also started Greater Reality Living Groups. I think we have 3 or 4 functioning now in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, we just got started. The first of the year, we'll start online Greater Reality Living Groups, because we had heard from so many people over the years, there's no one I can talk to about these things. You know, if I told my family and friends, they'd think I was kooky. Well, guess what? We must all be kooky, because it turns out so many of us have had after-death communications or various spiritually transformative experiences. So these Greater Reality Living Groups, then, being safe places, inclusive, respectful of diversity, and so on, where people can learn this information. We have videos and facilitator managers. We have a whole team of 28 people working for the foundation, project managers who are forming these groups, where people can learn this information, discuss it, share their own personal experiences, and then look at how can they take action in their community to make things better.
Really good. I know for myself, my life has improved, I don't even know how many times over, embracing the fact that we don't die. It's also, our life is for a purpose. I've gone after some dreams that have been forgotten about. I've been courageous in the face of fear, things I probably wouldn't have normally done. But embracing this greater reality living, as you talk about it, is something that I'm living my best life. And it all stemmed out of, you know, some of the worst times that have happened, death of my dad, death of my grandmother. And it's really exciting to me that you now have greater reality groups. And I'd love to be your partner with sharing that and greater reality living with the world.
Thank you for that, Sandra. Yes, people can visit greaterrealityliving.com. There are links and tabs on starting a group, joining a group. It's all very well set up. As you say, when we really know who we are, it's a game changer. And that doesn't mean life's perfect. For example, you know, when a loved one passes on, it doesn't take away all the sadness or pain, but it definitely lightens it. It's the difference between saying goodbye to someone knowing that we'll never see them again versus saying, see you later.
Mm-hmm. And it's a see you later. It's like they went on a vacation first and you're going to meet them at the destination, but you've got some work to do before you get on the airplane.
Yes.
That's what I say. How can someone get a copy of the Greater Reality Living book?
Well, if they Google it, it's available through Amazon, of course, isn't everything?
Yeah, everything.
They can buy it off my website, soulproof.com, as well as, while I'm mentioning soulproof.com, I just hit, over the years, I've created articles with holistic solutions for the biggest questions and problems people encounter. When a loved one passes, when a loved one dies by suicide. And actually, I should clean up my language like the title say. We say when the body of a loved one dies by suicide, because we want to be very clear, your loved one didn't die, just the body did. And that's mm-hmm. such a huge distinction. And we need to upgrade our language so that our brains really understand that. An article for people who are sensitive and empathic, which is very common, holistic health information, et cetera, all sorts of techniques. So those are all free articles at soulproof.com. Also, numerous radio shows I had over the years with people like Wayne Dyer, Brian Weiss, Raymond Moody, Michael Newton, Anita Moore, Johnny Carolyn Mace, just top names discussing these various topics. You know, who am I? Why am I here? What happens after I die? How can I identify my mission, etc.? So these are all free resources at soulproof.com for your listeners.
Thank you for that. It's great to be able to share because there's always so much more. And some of those folks that you talked about, I may never interview. And to have that those conversations out there, because I wasn't having a bad day before you and I got on this conversation, Mark, but I wouldn't say it was a great day. But something inside me said, after this conversation, it'll be a great day. So we all need resources to plug us back into this greater reality and remind us of who we are. So thank you for having all those resources at soulproof.com.
My pleasure. And it gets better than that. The beginning of next year, we will start what are called SEED events. SEED being an acronym for Soul Phone Education, Ethics, and Demonstration. And just a side note, the ethics part comes in. We are very cognizant of the potential downsides of this communication technology. You know, when the cell phone and computer industry started, I don't know how much attention they paid to the potential abuses. And now, for example, people getting hacked, identity theft, and so on through these technological devices. Well, Dr. Schwartz, being the very caring person he is, he said, I can't open Pandora's box without prudent safeguards in place. And so we want people to be clear from the beginning. And even when the devices are ready, it won't be like something you can go buy at a store. They will be at centers initially, cell phone centers, where people can use the technology, but where there will be safeguards in place, protection, and so on. Also, you know, counseling. I mean, you can imagine if a person, after a meaningful visit, that's going to be life-changing for mm-hmm. them. So they may need some to talk for a while and some counseling. So we're thinking all this through. So that's the ethics part. These SEED events then will start and give these demonstrations because, as the saying goes, seeing is believing. This will be a full-day event. First, Dr. Schwartz will present. Now, he and his wife, Rhonda, who's one of the evidential mediums, will be presenting by Zoom. You know, they'll be ensconced in the research at the University of Arizona, so they're not going to travel around the country. But first, Dr. Schwartz will present on the science behind all this, on the soul phone. Rhonda, being she calls herself a research medium. In other words, she doesn't do readings for people. All of her work is with the A-team, bringing through information for the various researchers. She will speak about evidential mediums, what those are, and then also about the A-team, some of the background news and some of what they bring through, snippets that she has gathered over the years about what their life is like now.
Mark, I hate to interrupt you, but we need to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll ask your part in all of these SEED events and more of the future for the Soul Phone. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are with Dr. Mark Pitstick talking about the upcoming demonstrations of the Soul Phone Project. Mark, at these demonstrations, what will you be presenting?
I will present about the greater reality living. That is, how might we live differently once we know without a doubt that we're eternal beings, and the various benefits of all of this. Then we will move into the demonstration mode. First of all, showing the equipment for the first time ever to the public, and showing first what does it look like when there is baseline, because all of these experiments have what we call no participant controls. In other words, we need to have control groups. What happens when no one's touching the equipment, when no one's in the room, human or post material? And it's pretty much like a flatline EKG. You know, the data hovers along the x-axis, pretty much not much. I mean, it's going to pick up some electromagnetic fields from fluorescent lights and 110 outlets, what we call background noise. Then we will have an attendee from the audience come up and touch whichever device we're using and show what is the impact of their physicality, their energy, and it's huge for humans. That will be visible light, and it'll be a big overhead screen so you can see the change in the light patterns. Also, graphs are produced instantaneously, huge graphs showing the difference between a yes and no answer, and then the statistical significance is computed again instantaneously. The software for all this is upgraded monthly, and it's amazing. It's magical. Then one of the A team will come on and touch the devices, and then we'll see the effect of their input. Now, and this is fascinating to me. A few years ago, Dr. Schwartz said that on an average, a post-material person's signal was about 1,000th that of a human. Yeah, which is very small, but it was still very highly statistical significant versus a baseline control. Mm-hmm. Well, then about a year ago, he started saying they are averaging 100th now you know, which is 10 times better than what they were doing. In our last round of experiments, which took about 2 months to run, thousands and thousands of sessions, their energy was 7% of what a human's is. Well, that's seven times what they were doing when it was 1 out of 100. But the part that really blows my mind is about a month ago, a Hollywood videography team came to the lab at Tucson to prepare for a series of documentaries about the soul phone. And the producer is directing everything. The videographer is taking 2.5 hours of footage. The A team member for that is a woman named Susie Smith, who passed in 2001, but she and Gary were friends before she passed on. Susie wrote 30 books on psychic, medium, and afterlife topics. Susie Smith, S-U-S-Y. She lived to almost age 90. She was wheelchair bound for the last couple decades of her life. And before she passed, one of her sayings was, "I can't wait to die so I can come back and prove no one really dies."
That's
you
great.
May have heard a saying like that before.
Yes. That's great.
Well, so she was chosen to be the A team member for this demonstration that was being professionally filmed. She knocked it out of the park. She achieved 40% of what the human effect is. 40%, two-fifths of what a human does. So we've gone from 1,000th to 40%. Gary said, yeah, no wonder. You know, she's been waiting all these years, about 20 years, to show us that no one really dies. She just did it, you know, with whatever the saying, in spades.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah. So those will be the seed events, and mm-hmm. then there'll be a wrap up. Dr. Schwartz will come back in and answer questions. We'll talk about the impact of this. So again, we'll be doing this on weekends. I have a team of event planners who will be helping set them up. And those public demonstrations then should really, you know, launch this. Media being present, people really getting. And we're so excited about, between that, the Greater Reality Living groups, seeing a change in our lifetime, a metamorphosis, as more and more people, we call them the 15 percenters. And I derive that term from the work of Michael Newton, founder of Life Between Lives Therapy. Mm-hmm. Dr. Newton and he has about 25 trained therapists, have conducted 35,000 Life Between Lives sessions in something like 23 countries. So they've mapped out very well that on average, about 85% of people on Earth are what they call beginner souls. And this is, there's no judgment involved. It's just how many times they've been around the block and how mm-hmm. much they've learned. Another 12 or 13% would be considered intermediate souls, and then 2 to 3% advanced. And so I'm fairly good at math. I put together those intermediate and advanced numbers and came up with 15%. So we're not going to reach everyone, you know, as we were talking before we started the interview. There are skeptics, there are closed-minded people, there are people who are imbalanced, there are people who are so in so much pain that they lash out and criticize. And we know we're not going to touch everyone, and we know we're going to have the skeptics. But if even a half of the 15 percenters would mobilize and brighten the corner where they are, do what they came here to do, share their greatest gifts, the changes in our world would be unbelievably powerful and quick, not to mention all the impact from the many near-death experiencers, the many bereaved parents who are choosing to transmute their pain into service. Mm-hmm. We have some really exciting changes starting to kick in now.
Oh, it's just tremendous. How do we find out about the upcoming seed events? Would we find that on soulphone.org?
Yes, and also greaterrealityliving.com, and also people who sign up for our free newsletters, whether it's the soulproof.com newsletter or the one from the two websites we just mentioned, will receive updates about when these events are. We're 5 months out.
The time will go by very quickly, and there'll be more and more. Mark, we just have a few minutes left. Are there anything else you'd like to share or something I should have asked you that I haven't, or if you just want to reach in for some words of inspiration?
Sure. Well, I'd like to share something that happened in February 2018. I was at the home of Dr. Gary and Rhonda Schwartz. They were gifting me a session with the A-team, the ability to ask a number of questions of the A-team. And it was the first time they had been asked anything that was of a non-technological nature. So I had thought for weeks, oh my God, you know, what would I ask? Because this is the cream of the crop of people who lived on Earth. Well, my first question was, how can we create world peace? How can we have harmony on our planet? And Albert answered through Rhonda, and this is discussed in our book, Greater Reality Living. He said, wow, that's a tough one. I noticed that things are really no better than when I was on Earth. The causes of disharmony and the solutions needed for them are many. And he said, all I can tell you is listen to your inner heart's calling, do what you're most passionate about, and know that that's your contribution. Frankly, I was a little disappointed. I thought, okay, you're Albert Einstein, for God's sake. Plus, you've dropped your filtration, you know, limiting filtration of your brain. I thought you'd come up with something more than that. But I moved on to my second one. I said, okay, Dr. Schwartz and I are getting ready to publish our book, Greater Reality Living. Is there anything we've missed in it? And Rhonda said, well, Mark, you have to realize that even though they're seeing more of the greater reality than we on Earth, they're not omniscient. And we haven't talked to them about the book. You know, we're always talking about soul phone. Can you just give them an overview? So I did the life formula, what I just mentioned earlier. Learn the evidence, internalize this great news, vitalize yourself, enjoy the benefits, and serve others and make the world a better place. And when I went over that brief overview of the book, Einstein shouted through Rhonda, that's it. You just answered your first question.
That's great.
And it took me a moment to realize what was being said. But when I did, I had goosebumps on top of goosebumps. If I had hair on top of my head, it would have been standing straight up. And they said, what you just went over is sufficient to help change the world. They said, you have covered all the bases. You just needed to get out there. And David Bohm, who is a Princeton mathematician and quantum physicist, colleague of Einstein, said, run, don't walk. Share this with as many people as possible, as quickly and boldly as you can. And he said, and don't be concerned about critics. We had them when we were on Earth. You're going to have them definitely. Just let their uninformed, unfair attacks run off your back like water off a duck's back. And that jazzed us, needless to say, that we were on the right track. And that's why I really appreciate getting the word out to your listeners about the Greater Reality Living book, the groups, the soul phone technology that can help people's biggest problems and also mobilize them to, you said something earlier when you were talking about you had courage when faced with obstacles. It was a beautiful way you put it. Well, likewise, this knowledge and these groups and this support can be the key that triggers people say, okay, you know what? I'm going to shake off this feeling of hopelessness, this inertia, and I am going to do what I can, even if it's a little bit.
It's really good advice. Well, Mark, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you for all you do and for sharing this information with others, Sandra.
You're welcome. And thank you to our listeners. You can check out everything at soulproof.com. And a reminder to go to wedontdie.com for so many afterlife things and all past episodes. I'm Sandra Champlain. You've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.